Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460, your community radio for the North State. It is 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can join the chat room, and you can take a look at the archives for every show we've ever done. And all of our, in fact, all of the shows that have ever been on the, all the local program that's ever been on KCNR is back there in our archives. Take a look back at all of our shows. Anyway, good morning. It is a, looks like the start of another great day. Just Bob.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
Fine. We should be hearing from your father, Bad Bob. Should be calling in at 7:30 from the Geek Land, the Geek Nirvana, the electronic consumer show or whatever that is. I just made up words what I thought it was. So, but it's all the computers and all the electronics that people are have learned to love.
Geek heaven works.
Geek heaven. That's what it is. Okay. We got a lot of things to do today. Dr. Danuk is going to be on. We're going to be talking Obamacare and then just the and impact on people and patients up here in the North State, among other things. And then, of course, like I said, bye-bye. But we got a lot of things to talk about before that. I don't know if anybody, you know, how you've gotten ready for, you know, I don't watch a lot of football. But, you know, you have to watch certain games. You know, Super Bowl, you know, championship bowl games. Well, the BCS championship bowl last night was on between Notre Dame, who was undefeated and ranked number one in the nation, and Alabama, which was ranked number two and had been defeated one time by Texas A&M. And like in so many big games, it turned out to be a tempest in a teapot. Alabama shredded, if you don't know this already, shredded Notre Dame last night. Every time they touched the ball, they scored the first three times. I think it was 28-0 at the end of the second quarter. Then they went on to win 42-14, and the game wasn't even that close. You know, frankly, Alabama controlled it. Their defense just smothered Notre Dame. And they have this runner, this guy named Lacey, I guess his name, 42. And he'll probably go into the pro draft a year early. But this young man was, he would be hit by four or five different players, and not one of them was able to bring him down. It was almost like, you know, jump on, hang on, and start yelling for help. He was just a, you know, a tremendous fashion. And then, of course, the quarterback, who's just a junior, you know, and when you look at it, Alabama has won the national championship three out of the last 4 years. So maybe there's something there to, the fact that Saban, who is the coach, is doing the right thing. There was one incident in the game when, the center and the quarterback, who are roommates, and the center directions right there on the line, and the quarterback then, of course, runs whole offense. Well, they start getting in an argument. Now, this was like 4 minutes left. They're ahead by like 30 points. They get into an argument. The quarterback's yelling at the center. They all stand up. The center pushes the quarterback. I mean, shoves him. And then there's a flag thrown for delay of game. You know, it was like, well, we can't throw flags and them fighting each other. And then Saban, who is their coach, goes berserk. Now, you got to figure 4 minutes left. They're ahead 30 points, and they're getting into this altercation out there about who's right on the line. And as the center said after the game, I was right. Anyway, they're roommates, and he says, no, he says, AJ's a little emotional when we get into these things. But all in all, it wasn't a game that you would just sit there, you know, on the edge of your seats for the whole night. But speaking of something that you would stay on the edge of your seats all night is to listen to our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute, Chris Lasondak. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Carl. Tackling Lacey's like bringing down a Brahma bull.
Well, I tell you what, you know, what is he, 6'2", 225 pounds or something like that, and They'd hit him and just bounce.
25 in eighth grade. I bet he's closer to 250.
Well, you know, just bouncing off him. I mean, he has that spin move when they come up and he spins to the left. And that's it. It just seems like, you know, this All-American Heisman, final Heisman Trophy candidate linebacker from Notre Dame never could bring him down.
No.
No. Anyway.
Okay, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into today's trading sessions, and the markets are modestly lower. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 34 points at 13,350. The S&P 500 down just about 5 points at 1,457, while the NASDAQ Composite is giving up 6 points at 3,092. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 114 million shares. Looking at some of the more active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America down 12 cents at $11.97. Nokia is off 16 cents at $4.06. Pfizer up 18 cents at $26.16. While AT&T is down 40 cents at $34.54. Of local interest, PG&E down 7 cents at $40.40. Costco is up 23 cents at $101.61. And Tri-Counties Bank down 20 cents at $16.78. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.88%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's up 19 cents a barrel at $93.38. And precious metals are higher, with gold up $9.06 an ounce at $16.55.70, while silver's up 22 cents at $30.34 an ounce. This is Crystal Sondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thank you so much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 here in the morning. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 to find out what's going on Wall Street, to find out where the investments are and what investments you should be making or could be making. Or stop by Park Marina Drive right here in Redding, California to talk to them. All right, when we come back, we started talking about the gun grabs. Well, it's not so much guns this time, but it's going to be those objects that you put inside the guns, which obviously are the deadly part, according to this newest law that's just been introduced. Huelhauser, kind of a fixture. I thought Huelhauser was like 100 years old. I was really surprised to find out he's 67. We want to talk about that. The two newest nominees by Obama to take the big jobs, Chuck Hagel for the Department of Defense and this Brennan guy for the CIA, and the city council. All types of important things we need to talk about here in the next 20 to 30 minutes. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First, flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to GNRM.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on Donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
When I think holiday season, I think big. big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HDTV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Linda Bob, KCNR 1460. Linda, in case you know you missed yesterday, Linda's on a two-week sabbatical here, and she is getting the house redone. She's part of the things that she's going to be doing is she's got a number of shows she's putting on this year, and a couple CDs that she's going to be doing. So a lot of this work is cataloging music that ranges, well, gosh, it goes back from the time she was 15 years old when she was writing music then. So all that's being done, plus the different aspects of getting the house changed. So she's going to be doing that. We're going to have guest host coming in here, co-host with me, and we should have a pretty good time with that. Just kind of like with, you know, with Trisha on Thursdays, we'll have other people coming in here for the next couple of weeks. Hugh Hauser died yesterday. Famous for California Gold and many other shows about California. You know, the scary thing there, Bob, to me was, they said he died of natural causes. He was 67. How can you die of natural causes at 67? What's natural causes? Doesn't that mean, to me, natural causes means old age. You're like 100. But he's 67.
Yeah, he's
67.
Still a young man.
My gosh. How can he be, you know, he looked older when you saw him on TV.
I would have guessed he was older.
I would have guessed like he was in his 70s or something. Anyway.
That and the fact he'd been doing it for so long.
It seems like he'd been doing it for 50 years.
Hit over like 2,000 episodes.
Well, anyway, any way you look at it, he put California on the map in so many different ways. He had so many different shows. California Gold, so many. They're playing our own Channel 9 KIXE. Plus, all over the country, you know, frankly. Now, you don't have to worry about them going away, I don't think. I think you're going to be seeing California Gold and Hugh Hauser for the next 30 years. Because, you know, many of his shows are timeless. In that sense that you can, you know, unless something dramatically changes the landscape, that's, you know, that's going to be, it'll be Huel out there nibbling on things and showing people the Napa Valley and the Northern California and the beaches. All right. Hey, Bob, what is the, what's the weather today?
All right, Carl, the forecast is calling for mostly sunny skies and high near 64 today. Might be the last 60-degree day we see for the rest of the week. We've got a chance of rain moving in overnight with a low around 40 and then a 70% chance of showers tomorrow, a high near only 52 degrees. Highs for the rest of the week, 49 on Thursday, 48 on Friday, 49 on Saturday. And right now we have fair skies and 46 degrees in downtown Reading.
Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Thursday night is pizza, dinner throughout the, you know, brunches and lunch during the rest of the week. And then dinner, of course, Friday and Saturday and big brunches on Sunday. Horseback riding, sporting clays. They're building a cotillion up there that's of wrought iron and glass that is absolutely going to be beautiful. And Linda sings Friday. Linda and Rick Hill and her pianist will be out there. We're going to be playing from 6 to 9:30. So if you want to go and listen to some really good music, give them a call at 474-5546 for your reservations, or just a great place to go up and eat. All right. The Brennan and Chuck Hagel, nominated by Obama for the positions of the Department of Defense and the CIA. Well, you know, the funny thing about it is that Chuck Hagel is under fire, not because of being, you know, not because of his, I think his, because he's a Republican. And it's because that he has had this according to Lindsey Graham, that he is soft on Iran and he has taken stands against Israel. So that's the main opposition. Now, Chuck Hagel is the first, you know, enlisted Vietnam veteran to be head of the Pentagon, which, frankly, I think is pretty cool. And he has been in combat. And I think you need somebody that's been in the military at a minimum to head up the Pentagon, the Department of Defense, I should say, the Department of Defense, at least understand what they do, what it's like to go into combat, or what it's like to put on a uniform and have somebody tell you what to do. And it's kind of stupid, but okay, that's what I'm doing now, because I'm learning how to use, you know, to learn how to lead, and you learn to lead by learning how to follow first. The only problem is that he, you know, his viewpoints on Israel and Iran, if those are the only two problems, I think we could overcome those. Brennan, on the other hand, John Brennan, who takes up CIA, worked for Bush and was involved in the enhanced interrogation methods, which a lot of people then the liberal side are upset with him. He said, well, you know, I was against that stuff. I used it, but I was against that stuff. It's kind of like, you know, I smoked it, but I didn't, I didn't inhale. It was in my mouth. I didn't inhale. The problem, you know, the question is he willing to put his people out there in harm's way to gather information that will keep our country safe? If that's the idea, then I think that's something we should be asking him. And with Chuck Hagel is that, are you willing to, we know we're going to have to cut back on the military, but are you willing to keep, you know, this amount of capabilities in the military instead of just throwing it all away? Are you willing to stand up to Obama and the cost cutters? We've got to take a break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. We come back, we're going to talk about the grab on your gun rights again to make it harder, to make it even more difficult for you to use your weapons legally. We'll be right back.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Everywhere around the world. Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values, behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected, so give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Abad, KCNR 1460. 7:25 in the morning, 46 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, every type of coffee you can imagine, every blend, and great prices for their coffee. You're not paying you know, tuition for school on a cup of coffee every month. You know, you're getting it at a great rate. Walk next door and they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town, and veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Okay. The latest bill that's been introduced into the Sacramento is coming out of Oakland. AB 48 would establish restrictions similar to those covering gun sales, including requiring sellers to be licensed and buyers to have and show valid identification, unlike marijuana or something like that. Anyway, this is a, her comments on from this, from a woman, and this is out of the front page of the Record Searchlight, but other things. Nancy Skinner, an assemblywoman there, says that, you know, it's easier to buy bullets than it is alcohol. Well, okay. I guess if you're like 18, you can buy bullets and you can't buy alcohol, or maybe you can buy alcohol. You know, they're saying how 131 people were killed in Oakland last year, you know, blah, 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 blah. So what they want to do is they want to, every time you buy a, and by the way, the term bullets, if she just wants to ban bullets, that mean, or make you pay for the bullets, but not the cartridges. You know, it's, a bullet is that projectile that comes out of a case, fueled by some kind of propellant, a fast-burning powder, that's ignited by a primer. That's all part of a cartridge, which goes inside a weapon. You can put a bullet in there all day long and nothing happens. It just kind of like sits there because it's the part that comes out. But if you want to ban bullets, but not ban cartridges or put all these restrictions on that, might be interesting. Anyway, it's not, here we go again. Again, we're saying it's not the guns that are dangerous. Now it used to be the guns were dangerous. Now it's not the guns. It's those pesky bullets. And if we, so now you come in, you show your ID, you get a thumbprint. Now it goes, they want it to go into a national database. A national database to show that you bought that box of 22 ammunition out there. So that the feds can track you. With this. Well, the feds can't track people that are here illegally. They can't track meth farms. They can't track anything else. But by God, they're going to be able to track you when you buy that box of 45 ammunition. And they're doing that for it. And what's the reason they're doing that? That's so that they can come back and tell the state that we're buying too much ammunition. That person's buying too much ammunition. Well, how much is too much? 500 rounds. I can shoot 500 rounds in a weekend because we go through different courses. 500, 1,000 rounds. Is that too much? What if I get a chance to buy 5,000 rounds at a really good price? Go down to Bastiani Arms and say, look, I'll give you this much. You know, you buy 5,000 rounds. Not anybody can buy 5,000 rounds anyway because all the ammo's bought up. But I'll give you a deal on 5,000 rounds because you're going to be shooting in tournaments all during the summer. Great. Now, does that mean my name goes into the database, this retired Marine colonel who's gotten, you know, not even a traffic ticket, so that they can say, come back and then tell the sheriff or the chief of police, Rob Lee, hey, this guy just bought 5,000 rounds of ammunition. Now, what happens then? Is he going to come over? Is a policeman going to knock on my door and say, you bought 5,000 rounds of ammunition. What do you want it for? I thought I'd start a revolution this week. Yep. Looks like, you know, a lot of people coming up down the street that I don't know, so it's time for revolution. I mean, come on. How stupid is this? You know, knee-jerk reactions from stupid people that unfortunately have been elected. You know, when, you know, it's one thing, like, if, you know, if Jay Leno says something, it's a joke. When our assembly makes a joke, it becomes a law. My apologies to Will Rogers on that one. Gun violence in Oakland, 131 killed. Now, what do you think their gun laws are in What do you think the gun laws are in Oakland? Do you think they're stronger than they are almost any place else, and yet the people are still being killed? How about the lack of cops on the street? Is it the bullets or is it the people? We'll be right back after the news. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
Fox Business Network, stocks are swinging between gains and losses as investors wait for the unofficial kickoff to the fourth quarter earnings season when aluminum giant Alcoa reports after the closing bell today. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's down about 40 points. Meanwhile, GameStop shares are tumbling after forecasting a bigger drop in same-store sales during the fourth quarter. The video game retailer now expects sales to fall by as much as 9% due to weaker customer traffic during the holiday season. Target is announcing plans to price match top online retailers all the time. The retailer will also match out-of-stock items found on its website. Target introduced its price match policy back in 2009 and started matching select online competitors for the first time this holiday season. And AT&T is reporting it sold more than 10 million smartphones in the fourth quarter, breaking its previous record set in the same quarter back in 2011. The company is expected to release its quarterly results January 24th. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to... I come in, they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
911.
These people, they came to my store. They told me to get down. I did.
So you're saying that you were just robbed? Did they have any weapons?
I'm 12 years old.
Realignment, a poor economy, and law enforcement agencies that are facing cutbacks mean one thing to Northern California residents. You may have to take your personal protection into your own hands. This is retired U.S. Army Command Sergeant Major Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Bastiani Arms. NorCal Firearms Instruction is an approved concealed weapons training facility for all six Northern California counties. We specialize in comprehensive personal protection, safety, local and state laws, and live fire training. NorCal Firearms Instruction offers basic CCW, advanced handgun, and of course, our popular ladies-only CCW classes. Oh, by the way, we start every class with a Pledge of Allegiance. Give Bastiani Arms a call at 222-8222 to schedule your training or visit us on the web at www.norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Wind River Casino's ultimate tailgate party is the talk of the town for football fans. Come on down and be part of the big game event, the ultimate tailgate party, a Wind River Casino signature event. On Sunday, February 3rd, the event center will transform into a football frenzy and roar with the thrill of the big game. Plus, party with our special guests, the Raiderettes. Doors open at 2, game at 3. Best food yet, drink specials, party favors, kickoff for cash drawings. Free slot play and tailgate fun. Watch the game on two giant TV screens, $20 per person. Or $160 for a table of 10. This event sells out fast. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Wind River Casino is the only place in town that offers all this hard-hitting football action in one package. And don't forget, Wind River's free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. For details, log on to windriver.com. Or better yet, head on down for your greatest gaming experience ever. At Wind River Casino, your ultimate tailgating headquarters. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. It's better on the river.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindabot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. 7:35 in the morning, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. From a small chip to a crack up to 24 inches long, Jeff Wurst can fix it at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You got the little crack in your windshield, and the water gets into it, and it's going to be getting colder, and it freezes, it expands, crack, all the way across. And at this point, you could have fixed that. You could have prevented that by going to see Jeff Wurst at 3280 Market Street here in Redding, or give him a call at 530-241-8373. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair does great work. Guarantees his work. All right. I don't know if there's like a sound of like heavenly harps or whatever, wherever geeks are like, are when there's thousands and thousands and thousands of computers and electronics. You know, what just do you feel like there's an aura that's washed over your body, Bad Bob?
I wouldn't call it an aura. The only aura that I would say is washed over our bodies is the aura of outstretched hands wanting money every time we turn around here in Las Vegas. But greetings from Sin City. The sun is just coming up over the opening day of the International Consumer Electronics Show, the annual rollout of a lot of products. There's 150,000 participants from all over the world, 20,000 new products being rolled out for the first time to the press and the public this weekend. This is a industry-only event, but the coverage is simply amazing. We're just a very minor part of a huge press corps from all over the world. There's the BBC, every major media outlet is down here today, Carl, and this is going to be quite an event, but some interesting things we've learned.
Did you bring your Did you bring your KCNR 1460 pod to put on your microphones and everything, so they know that we're right up there in the lead?
Well, I couldn't get the pod to fit on my digital recorder.
Did you did you have a little badge around you, or did you have a magic marker that said KCNR 1460 on your forehead?
I'll run down to Walmart and get myself a big black magic marker so I can write KCNR on my badge.
Okay.
How about a sandwich board?
It's real interesting. Now, I want to say right away that tonight I'm going to be taking part in the annual PC Race for Charity. That's going to be taking place at the Wynn Las Vegas Resort. And this is put on, this is their 15th year, put on by Tiger Direct. They're an online company that supplies computer parts. And what they do is I'm one of 30 journalists who will be taking part in this event. And you get a pile of parts and a couple of screwdrivers, and they yell go, and you build the PC, and the first one to get it connected to their network online is declared the winner. Now, I have no illusions. I'm going to, I won't come in dead last, but I'm going to be nowhere near the lead. But the cool part is that once the PC, they take it back and they fix the stuff that the participants mess up, that PC then gets shipped to the charity of choice of each participant. And this year I selected Reading School of the Arts to receive the completed state-of-the-art PC after the race. It takes a couple of months for all that to trickle through, but we're very happy to make this gift to Reading School of the Arts. And
so you chose the School of the Arts as opposed to the KCNR School of the Bewildered, huh?
I hadn't seen that one on the list of charities, Carl.
Okay.
Pat Karch was very jazzed to hear the news, and we'll be announcing it. Now, we're using social media, of course, as everybody else is. I have quite a few Facebook friends who listen to the radio station. Also, if you happen to be somebody who tweets, if you look for at Boomer Tech Radio, you'll see the updates from CES. It's going to be something. We're posting some pictures and a lot of interesting trends, like I said, and stuff that really, there's no real showstoppers as far as the products go. The industry is trotting out some very impressive-looking, what they call 4K Ultra HD televisions, but you don't see consumers running out and buying them right away, but there are some interesting trends, Carl.
Hey, Bob, I want to take a quick break here, and then I want to come back and tell me what the most interesting thing is you've seen so far. The one that
you
would buy, like, immediately if you had the money. And the ones
it's
that
not
you,
a product, it's a trend. I'll tell you that ahead
okay.
of time.
All right. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. We're going to talk about, you know, what's out there and the latest in consumer electronics and what, you know, what Bob and the consensus there is that people are going to go, oh, my gosh, I can't get by without this. We'll be right back. Carl Lundebach, KCNR, 1460.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
Now on Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m., immediately following Free Fire Radio.
The Bold Truth is brought to you by Deja Vu, California Trailer and RV Sales, Stroop's Chainsaw and Jones Fort on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Wayne Fisher. If you are concerned about your economic future or the state of your retirement savings, join me for my weekly show, Safe Money Solutions, on Saturday afternoon from 1 to 2.
Longtime Reading financial advisor Wayne Fisher is now on KCNR with his Safe Money Solutions, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m., or catch Wayne Sunday mornings from 7 to 8.
Join me for some Safe Money Solutions, weekends on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities, so it takes a commitment to take time to work out, and that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed the difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to Yak's.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Community radio for the North State, 744 in the morning, 530-605-4567. And, hey, you know, it's election day today. That's right. I know it's been the stealthiest election you've ever heard of, but it is election day. We had a special election, and Jim Nielsen is running against Michael Garrison.
Mickey Harrington.
Close. It's an M. Mickey Harrington for the state Senate spot. So get out today and vote. And if you haven't voted, or take your, go down and take your absentee, but you have to take it down today and then drop it off. It's got to be in today. So head on down to your favorite voting area and vote for your choice. We, of course, have endorsed Jim Nielsen on this. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Price is very competitive. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. Plus, they're locally owned, family operated, and all employees are safety trained and service oriented. You give them a call at 530-365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane. Did you have something there, Bob?
I was just going
that
to...
That had something to do with the election.
Yes. I was just going to point out that your polling place may have changed since November. Such was the case with myself. Check your special ballot and make sure that... double-check where you're supposed to vote today. Because in November, I was at the Bonneville Elementary School, and today I'm at Destiny Fellowship. Yeah, so it could have changed.
Got it. All right, let's head on back to Las Vegas, Sin City, and the man who is in... When we say Sin City, we can picture Bad Bob right in the middle of it.
Well, I'll tell you, getting around Las Vegas, if you've never been here, it can be very, very frustrating. And, of course, like I said, every time you turn around, somebody's got their hand out for some money. And that's not just the homeless people on the street, and there's an abundance of those, too. But back to the show. We took part yesterday in a couple of conferences, and the interesting one was Trends to Watch. And there's really not a hot product at this year's Consumer Electronics Show. There's some nice new stuff, but mostly it's refinements on existing technology. But here's the big thing. Here's the big element coming out of the Consumer Electronics Show and the CES this year is that the product of the future is basically already in the hands of more than half of America, and that is the smartphone. Now, think back. This is something that didn't really exist prior to 2007. That was the year the original Apple iPhone came out. And even they didn't foresee what it was going to do. It was originally launched as a better type of phone. It has evolved. It has morphed into a content delivery device. It has become a hub of your lifestyle being used. Now, in over 50%, 65% of the time that people spend on their smartphones are doing things other than communicating with someone else. We saw a lot of products to monitor your health. We saw ways to connect. Artists are using their smartphones to record their music, actually edit it down and deliver it. We saw a lot of journalists using their smartphones to send in their reports to the entire world. So, if you think about how we've always thought of our telephones as a one-on-one communication device, it's now become a way to broadcast out to the world. I have an application on my phone that allows me to check the temperature in my house and where's my thermostat set. You're going to see a lot more of that sort of applications on both the Apple and the Android application. Microsoft is not at this year's CES. They decided they could do things their way. And I think that's going to be something to watch because the new Microsoft operating system for phones, Windows 8 and Windows CE, I don't see that really taking off. They're having a hard time getting consumer traction. So that's the big thing is that the phones and the tablets are becoming more than just a way of communication. They're literally becoming an information and entertainment hub. And that's making the people who make the movies, who make the TV shows, have to rethink how they make up their content because the consumer is now forcing media makers to adapt, and not the other way around. And, of course, now you have independent content creators because all this stuff is so inexpensive, anybody can make world-class content, not just the people with the big bucks.
Hey, we have some questions here on the chat room.
Okay.
Are you going to go visit the pawn shop stars?
Pawn Stars. We actually had talked about that when we were driving around yesterday. But
you know,
I imagine
Pawn Store. You know, the one that has a TV show. You know.
Right. We actually talked about that, but it's over in the older part of Las Vegas, and we may or may not get over that way. We're not, and literally, we are so pressed for time. It takes us about an hour to get back and forth because we take a bus and we hop on the Las Vegas monorail. Parking over there at the convention center, as you can imagine, with 150,000 people all in, you know, take the entire population of Reading and put them on in a couple of square miles, and it gets a little crazy.
Okay, I do have the last question here, Bad Bob.
Okay.
The adult video awards, are they being held there at the same time again?
Actually, I haven't heard or seen anything okay. having to do with that.
I know that that's what you were interested in when you left. So, okay, I was just trying to figure that out. Okay, so there's nothing of spectacular. There's nothing spectacular there this year. It's just that you see strong trends and that people are, you know, with the pads and their phones are just, that's going to take off. And pretty soon that, as I've read someplace, that emails are way too slow for people. So we'll be able to, you know, Skype ourselves as we're talking. Just you and I talk back and forth. We can just be looking at each other while we're doing it.
The communications, face-to-face communications, big applications there. Voice-activated texting is really growing. Now, California just passed a law that says that if your phone is smart enough to be able to take your voice and turn it into text, that's okay. So that you can have one person on who just has to be in a quiet environment and they can read your text, but the person at the other end who has to be hands-free, voice activation. A lot of devices are going to be controlled, we think, with a combination of voice and gesture control. Right now we're using touch screens. That's the big thing. That's going to go away in a few years because touch screens get dirty. If it's a public kiosk, you get to where you don't want to touch the thing because it gets all grungy. But what we're seeing now is literally using that built-in camera to look at your gestures, just like that movie Minority Report, and manipulate your computer, your entertainment system, your communications, all through a combination of voice and gestures.
This is scary, Bad Bob.
It can be. Well, there's a big thing. There is a lot of concern about access to content, personal data, and who does what with that data. There were several products that monitor you. You can monitor your own blood pressure and your own blood oxygen. So it's putting that ability into the hands of consumers. But all that data goes up into what we call the cloud. Who controls that data? Who monitors it? And there was a forum, a big panel about, is this something that can be easily solved by legislators who don't understand it? That's a, you know, and the reaction, of course, is to come down with very draconian legislation that can stifle innovation. So there's this weird balance that has to be struck between innovation and security, and those are big topics here at this year's CES.
Well, I hope so. You know, people's security, everything, every time you go on the computer, it's being tracked, obviously. So, you know, so then if you have something that you think that just belongs to you, in reality it doesn't. If you type a stroke, it belongs to somebody else because it's up there. When I say belongs, they can read it. And if they can read it and access it, they can use it. So, you know, I would be interested to see how that one plays out.
It's a real, and the people who, and one of the points that one of the panelists made is that, yes, there is this danger from the corporate and the government, but you have an army of watchdogs who are anything that comes along. For instance, the Stop Online Piracy Act had some very disturbing implications. There was such an outcry, and the social media got the word out, and a lot of people got hold of their elected representatives and said not only no, but hell no, and the SOPA was pretty much stopped in its tracks.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not, you know, you can, oh, the bad government, big bad government in the military or something like that, Justice Department. You know, what you have to really be looking at is big business and insurance companies and anybody else that needs to rely on this type of information. That it can, you know, then have an impact. You know, yeah, it's the government thing, but it's private business, which has less regulations on them that can go in there. I mean, I'm not saying big business is bad. That's not what I'm saying. But if the information's out there and it's free, then they're going to mine it. Hey, we got to run.
Okay.
Well, talk to us later this week. We'll set up a time.
Yeah, we'll probably give you a call back when we have a few more developments. The show itself opens today. We can finally get on the floor that we've been watching take shape over the wall for a couple of days. So we can finally get on the floor, and we'll be talking to people. This weekend's Boomer Tech Radio, we're going to have lots of interviews with the people from the Consumer Electronics Show and some companies, including a fork that tells you how fast you can eat so you'll lose weight.
Okay.
A force that rats you out.
Really? Okay. That's just something else we all need in that Civil War drawer. All right. Thanks a lot, Bad Bob. Give Brenda hugs for us. We'll be talking to you later on this week. We got to take a break.
Thanks
here.
So much,
Carl on the bot. Casey and our 1460. We send our people to Geek Heaven. We'll be right back. That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck read? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Signs is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State. Hope everybody's doing well out there. 46 degrees today. It's going to be a nice day. It's going to get colder here later on this week. You know, last thing I want to talk about here before we break for the news and our next guest in our next segment is the city council is looking at having the California Supreme Court review an appellate court ruling about the leafleting at the library. You remember how that went into court and the city managed to unite the ACLU and the Tea Party factions into one united front. For a First Amendment thing, because they wanted them away from, they wanted the people that were sitting there away from the front doors away. Didn't want them to have there. They had to have permission. All this. This went into court. The city got slapped down, and so the city, is now saying, "Oh, should we go up there? Or should we not? You know, if it doesn't cost any money, if they just wanted to review it, that's one thing." But if it's going to cost the city money, we've already lost. And if their lawyers go back up there again and they lose again, it's even more money. Why would we want to throw away good money after bad money? The fact that we felt the need to fight the fact that we wanted to restrict the rights of people's First Amendment is I find that strange. But then to vote 3-2 to go on and go beyond that, which is what happened, and spend more money. You know, I just wonder what the total is right now. I need to probably give somebody a call and find out that total. I bet it's probably well over in the $250,000 range at this point. About that, something as simple as can I hand out leaflets here? And they weren't like pushing them at the door. They just had them there on a table. And what's that led to now is with all this brouhaha is people inundating the library with their presence, like people that come in there to take showers in the sinks. Anyway, something to think about, something to ask your city council, what's going on there. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. We come back, we're going to be talking Obamacare and the state of health care right here in the North State. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Exactly 2 years ago, she was shot in the head and nearly killed in a Tucson, Arizona rampage. Now former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords says enough. Wanting to take on the NRA, pushing gun control. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson, live in Washington.
Now, Giffords and her husband, Mark Kelly, have established a new group called Americans for Responsible Solutions. The goal, according to its website, encourage elected officials to stand up for solutions to prevent gun violence and protect responsible gun ownership. A cornerstone? Pushing for background checks for private gun sales and looking for better ways to address mental illness. No comment yet from the NRA, which has in the past said the answer to gun violence is taking weapons out of the hands of bad guys and putting them into the hands of good guys. Dave?
Rich, the Connecticut school massacre has some teachers going back to class taking firearms training. In Ohio, nearly 1,000 educators want to take part in a gun group's new free program. Hundreds more in Texas and Utah have sought new free gun classes. Graphic testimony will continue this hour, detailing the Colorado movie massacre and a preliminary hearing for accused killer James Holmes. Sam Sudani's daughter was critically wounded and doesn't know if he can go back to court today.
I was crying like everybody else. I can keep... I'm going to cry now. It just is really hard.
That hearing could last all week. U.S. troops are on the move, and so are Dutch Patriot missiles. Heading to Turkey today to help NATO protect that country from Syria's ongoing civil war. Meanwhile, the UN Food Agency says there are 1 million hungry Syrians it cannot get to help because of the fighting. Why did you crash into a bridge? That's what Coast Guard investigators will ask the pilot of an empty tanker ship that struck a tower under the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge yesterday afternoon. He's also being drug and alcohol tested. The bridge was damaged but remained open. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 64 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to... I come in, they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
The deals are heating up during John Deere's Green Fever sales event. Get 0% financing for 60 months on new 3E tractors or on 45 to 75 horsepower 5D and 5E tractors. Plus, take up to $1,500 off when you buy two implements. Come see us today. Offer ends January 31st, 2013, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. See your participating John Deere dealer for details.
Visit one of Floyd A. Boyd's 5 locations. Online at floydaboyd.com or find us at myjohndeeredealer.com.
They have a right to a lawyer, but the Supreme Court says some death row inmates don't have unlimited time appealing. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
Competency is a requirement before trial, but there is no such requirement during appeal of a murder conviction or death sentence. That, the ruling from a unanimous Supreme Court. Attorneys for inmates on Ohio's and Arizona's death rows argue all proceedings should be put on hold because their clients are unable to competently help the lawyers. But Justice Thomas concludes federal judges cannot hold up proceedings indefinitely, writing, at some point, the state must be allowed to defend its judgment. Dave.
Jared, police in Oklahoma are searching for whoever killed 4 women.
Larry Powell's daughters, Rebecca and Katie, were 23 when they were executed, along with 2 other young women yesterday in Tulsa's Fairmont Terrace apartment.
And they were all just tied with their hands behind their back and shot in the head, all of them.
against the wall behind the bed.
He says someone thought the women knew something about some stolen drugs.
He felt that it was being hidden over here in his apartment, and they had it, and he killed him on account of it.
His girls didn't know about any drugs, he tells me.
He thought that they knew something, and they didn't know nothing. They didn't have anything to do with it, and they got shot for no reason.
So far, police aren't speculating on a motive. In Tulsa, Russell Mills, Fox News Radio.
There's a new murder case in Illinois. Turns out a lottery winner who died in July just before collecting his $1 million scratch-off ticket prize was poisoned.
In late November, the final blood levels came out, and there was a lethal level of cyanide.
That's Cook County Medical Examiner Dr. Steve Sina. Uraj Khan was initially ruled to have died of natural causes until a relative came forward.
They suggested that there may have been something more to it than a natural death, which prompted the doctor on the case to reopen it.
A British court has ruled in a second inquest that Amy Winehouse died of accidental alcohol poisoning. A coroner had reached the same conclusion, but then they had a second inquest, and then same problem for Amy Winehouse, who died in July of 2011 at the age of 27. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning here on Free Fire Radio. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. We've got a lot of things going on today. This morning we've talked about the fact that they've got a new assembly bill so that you have to sign your name and it goes into the federal government so they can keep a database of all the ammunition you buy. Because everybody knows it's those pesky bullets that are causing all this trouble. It's not guns anymore. It's those pesky bullets. Well, so you figured out how long it's going to take them to figure that out, since they can't take the guns away. Now they're going to just make it so hard on the, you know, for getting projectiles to put inside the weapon. And so they're going after that. We talked with Bad Bob, and he was at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas talking about all the trends and that you're going to be seeing probably here in the next year or so, is that, you know, so much more of all the data, all the entertainment media, everything is going to be bundled down through your phone and these pads, the iPads, and clones of those things. We talked about, Hugh Hauser passing away. We talked about the football game that wasn't last night, and the city council wondering if they should go forward with going to the California Supreme Court and spending more money on this fiasco at the library. And of course, today is January 8th for the stealth election. We say stealth election because it's been the most quiet. I mean, you don't see anything about it except today we're supposed to vote. And as Just Bob points out, that we are going to probably be moving, they may have moved your polling booth. And if that's the case, you need to find out. If you go to your regular place, it's not there. You may need to call them and ask them, where can I vote at? Where's my regular polling booth? And we'll go from there. Okay. And also, during this hour, we have Dr. Pius Danuka, who's back with us. And, you know, thank goodness. But before we get started on anything, we're going to go to our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute, Chris Lasondak.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into today's trading session, and the markets are in negative territory. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 62 points at 13,322. The S&P 500 off 8 points at 1453, while the NASDAQ Composite's down just about 17 points at 3082. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 189 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 15 cents at $20.14. Intel's up 7 cents at $21.31. Apple up 35 cents at $524.21. And Microsoft down 19 cents at $26.51. Of local interest, Safeway down 47 cents at $17.18. Home Depot's up 38 cents at $63.22. And Harley-Davidson down 22 cents at $48.81. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 1.87%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.26. Oil's down 34 cents a barrel at $92.85. and precious metals are higher, with gold up $7.76 an ounce at $16.54.40, while silver is up 7 cents at $30.19 an ounce. This is Chris Losondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Chris. You know, we have our Wells Fargo advisors here Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. And they give us the latest on what's happening in Wall Street and the commodity areas. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 to find out what's going on with them and find out what's going on in the market, or drop by Park Marina Drive. Good people down there at Wells Fargo. All right. We're going to take a quick update on the weather and the as soon as we get just Bob back into the studio so he can do the weather. That's really, you know, are you talking to your wife at the helm?
No, another concerned listener who wants to know if we know today's the election.
Yeah, we've been talking about that. We'll continue to talk about that.
The forecast is calling for mostly sunny skies, a high near 64 today, a chance of rain creeping in overnight, leading to a 70% chance of showers tomorrow and a high of only 52. Right now we have fair skies and 45 degrees in downtown Reading.
And the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Thursday nights, pizza. They have great lunches during the day. Of course, fabulous dinners Friday and Saturday nights, and brunches on Sundays. Horseback riding, sporting clays. And Linda will be singing out there with her her trio. Well, trio of two people, of her and Rick Hill and
Pat Karch?
Yeah, Pat Karch. I keep wanting to call him Pat Sajak for some reason. I know that's not right. So Pat Karch, well, I've known Pat for a long time. Anyway, they're going to go out there and they'll be singing Friday, but you're going to need reservations because they put, you know, it's going to be, they're going to be in the music room there and it holds just about, oh, maybe 60 people. 474-5546. All right. Our guest is Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, but we're going to be take this break and come right back because I don't know if we're going to get into medicine, but we're sure going to get into a lot of other things when we get back. All right.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right. And Anselmo Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call Anselmo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Anselmo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526, that's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Wind River Casino is the only place in Northern California to offer MMA cage fighting. MMA. Are you ready for the Warriors on the River? MMA fights are back as Wind River Casino and Rogue Fights presents the Warriors on the River cage fights. Extreme mixed martial arts cage fighting at the Wind River Casino Event Center on Saturday, January 19th at 7:30. Doors open at 6:30, bringing you another night of extreme fighting in Reading. amateur, title, and pro fights. It's all in the cage. Full contact fighting, no limits. This event sells out. Get your tickets now. Up to 12 bouts of MMA in the cage on Saturday, January 19th. The event center will roar with the thrill of the extreme cage fights that only Wind River Casino can bring you. Don't miss this event. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Great entertainment is happening again in 2013 with the Warriors on the River cage fights at Wind River Casino. For all the details on the Warriors on the River, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. It's better on the River.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bach. This portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. Head on down to your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership right there on 555 Cypress Avenue. It's your neighbors giving you great deals on those types of vehicles that you want, either new or previously owned. Then they take great pride in keeping them on the road. Their service department is second to none. That's Redding Crown Motors. Give them a call at 530-223-2177. Okay, back into the fray. Back into the studios here is Dr. Pajus Danuka, a friend and somebody that is has chosen Redding in the United States to come here. I mean, he had his choice to go all over the world, and especially all over the United States, and chose Redding, and has become a stalwart citizen of the North State, and a good man.
Happy to be here, Carl. Thank you very much for asking me to be here.
Well, you know, I think that people need to hear sometimes from somebody that was not born in the United States and somebody that is a success, very successful. You and your wife are both doctors and had your choice of living anywhere in the United States or practically, I guess, anywhere in the world within your types of specialties. And you chose here, and there was a reason you chose the United States in Redding.
Yes, we did, and we're glad that we did choose this place. Actually, as far as the success part is concerned, I would consider that as an success of American story rather than my story or my wife's story, because that story belongs to America, that anyone can come here and succeed, has the opportunity and the freedom to become what they want to become. That's where it belongs, actually.
Well, you know, that's sometimes people forget that.
Unfortunately, true.
That it's you can succeed. Yeah, you've got to be tenacious. You've got to stick to it. You've got to take the opportunities. You have to risk.
Yes.
But if you do that, your chances of succeeding in the United States are good.
Absolutely, because you have the freedom here and you have the opportunity here to do that. Most places don't have that.
They have something that is. They have, we talk about government regulations here. Government regulations in other countries are so onerous that it's very difficult to get ahead. I mean, with their taxation and their ability to stop people from becoming what they want to be.
There's a fundamental difference here. As an individual, you are the master of your own destiny. You're the captain of your own ship. Whereas you own everything, what you build and the fruits of your labor you can keep. Whereas other places, most other places, you can't. You don't own anything. In fact, the government, the rulers own you. And that's the difference.
When we say that, okay, somebody has a business, when you say that the government owns that, in what ways?
Let's say for the sake of example, let's talk about if you own a land. That's an easy example. If you own a land, the resources under the land here, belong to the person who is the landowner, whether it's gas, whether it's natural gas, whether it's crude oil, whether it's any minerals. So government cannot just take it over. Whereas in most other countries, the resources under the land belong to the government. So if the government decides to displace you from your land tomorrow to exploit the minerals under your land, they can do that. They have the right to do that. And, of course, it sounds very nice that government owns everything and distributes everything, redistributes everything for the sake of everyone, but in reality, it becomes an oligarchy where few people own the government and they own you then.
Well, that's it, is that the idea then of private land ownership, which is a huge part, a foundation of what we are that in Europe they didn't have back when we were first, when our country was first forming. The fact is that we could, Americans could own land. That was, that was so unusual.
Right. And the things under the land.
Is ours.
And is ours too.
Mineral rights.
Mineral rights.
Water rights.
Water rights. Absolutely. So, I know I'm a physician and I'm supposed to talk about medicine. And maybe we will, but I think this is a new year, so if I can ask your permission to delve into other things, I would rather do that, because I think those are more important.
Okay, well, let's take a quick break. I'm going to take a break early so we can get more into this. And you know what? If we get to medicine, that's fine. But I think people need to hear your viewpoint. Your viewpoint is so strong, and what you're saying out there is so true, that people need to hear this from somebody that has observed our country, that has come from someplace else, that loves our country and is seeing what's going on here and why he needs to share his thoughts with you. We'll be right back.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the...
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake, it's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill, you see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no, not there. Oh,
you! Why did you make me look at that?
Oh, no, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh, dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
Tune in for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk the last Thursday of each month from 8 to 9 a.m. on KCNR Free Fire Media. A Haven Humane Society staff member will make a guest appearance each month to take questions on air about the pet topic of the month. You'll learn about pet health care, pet adoptions, dog training, volunteering, and much, much more. So be sure and listen for Haven Humane Society's Animal Talk right here on KCNR 1460 on your radio dial.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State, 530-605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, they're there to keep you warm. They came over the other day and repaired a little something we had going there with, like, the front of the heating system fell off. And went over, came over right away and fixed it. Thank you very much, guys. Give them a call at 530-221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Been in the business since 1992. All makes, all models. They can repair, fix, install, you name it, they can do it. Alliance Heating and Air. Our guest is Dr. Paiush Dhanuka, and we're not talking medicine today. We're talking our country.
Yes, absolutely, because country is more important than the medicine. Health of a nation depends more on its economy and its culture and its politics than how and who pays for the insurance. Unfortunately, our president doesn't seem to understand that at all, because he believes that fixing the health care is the way to fix the economy. Unfortunately, it's the reverse. And that's why when people use the word Obamacare, I don't like it, because it sounds as if Obama cares. Reality is it doesn't. It's just a grab of a large piece of economy by a central government, which doesn't benefit anyone except the people who control it.
So this whole thing is what we've been talking about, and many others, is that it's not medical care we're talking here. It's control.
Exactly.
It's control of the people.
Exactly. It's a control of economy, and it's a control of the people. Exactly. That's what the bottom line is. And that's what brings to what I want to really mention today. For the last 2 months, I didn't come to your show because a lot of things happened, and I was trying to analyze them. So I went back to my bunker and tried to understand what's going on. Why are the things happening the way they are? Why do people do certain things, they vote certain fashion, and why don't they vote in certain fashion? So, I had mentioned before the elections, and I don't know if you recall or not, that we used to be a nation which was based on that we are one nation, free under God. And now we are becoming multiple nations subsidized under the government. And I would like to reemphasize that and how that is affecting the country now. So, multiple nations subsidized under the government. So, three things have happened. First, we have been divided into multiple nations. Unfortunately, in front of our eyes, the principle of e pluribus unum is being trashed, and we are told that we are either Hispanic or blacks or Catholics or Asians, rather than being told that we are all Americans. There has been a trend more and more to identify ourselves in a narrow identity rather than a broader identity of American. And politicians have successfully exploited that. And blatantly exploited that. There are so many talks of how Hispanic votes split in this percentage and blacks vote split in this percentage or whites vote split in this percentage. Why? How come we are allowing that to happen? That are is this the country which we believe in, that we are Hispanic American or black American or Asian American, or we are all American? So what has happened is that these narrow identities are being exacerbated, and people are giving them more and more political time to pretend that they protect the minorities. Unfortunately, nobody protects the minorities. What protects the minorities or anyone is a principle, a belief, which is enshrined in our constitution, that all men are equal and they're all free. That's what has protected us so far.
And yet you're hearing things like, I'm standing up for the common man, and my opponent has no contact with people because he's too rich and he doesn't understand.
Right. So we are being divided on the racial basis. We are being divided on the basis of rich or poor, 99% versus 1%, 98% versus 2%. This is the first time I've seen a president openly saying that, yes, let's go and soak 1% or 2%. Is this what we want to be? That's my question. The country was based on a democracy, but not a mobocracy. It's not that majority can take away the rights of minority. Even if 99% won, want to take away the rights and property of 1%, they cannot. Even if 300 million want to take rights of, even if 300 million want to take right of 1% away, can they do that? So we have to remind ourselves what is the definition of America. America's definition is a person who is free, self-reliant, does not want anything from anyone, but protects his own rights. That's what we need to bring back.
Protect my right to make a success of myself.
Right.
Don't put onerous regulations on me that have nothing to do with what we're doing, just so that you can control me. Right. And then take the fruits of my labor to give to people who have chosen not to take these risks and take this.
In one line, Lincoln said it very well. I'm not willing to be slave, paraphrasing Lincoln. I'm not willing to be slave, and as I'm not willing to be slave, I don't want to be a master.
There you go. Yes, absolutely. I don't want to be over somebody. I don't want somebody over me.
That's American principle.
Let me be who I am. Let me take that responsibility. Let me reach out and move forward without the government, without having to carry the government on my shoulders. Okay, we've got, I guess we've got like about 40 or 50 seconds here. And we've got people on the line that want to talk. And I think that this is coming from you as powerful. From somebody who is from a man who has been from in another country, who has seen what can happen in those countries, and then to come here. And I believe you fear it's slipping into that.
Yes.
All right. Well, when we come back, we've got about 30 seconds. We'll come back and we'll get into the second part of this. The fact is that, unfortunately, I think maybe you're right that we are slipping into this.
So this is the...
We'll come right back after this. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Dr. Piyush Dhanuka is our guest, and we're talking America, what it stands for, and what we as Americans should be looking at.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. 2 years ago today, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and 18 other people were shot in Tucson, Arizona. She and her husband are announcing a new anti-gun violence initiative.
Enough.
Giffords on ABC's Good Morning America saying enough to the gun violence that nearly killed her. Her husband, former astronaut Mark Kelly, says they're both gun owners.
So we've got to do something to keep the guns from getting into the wrong hands.
So they formed a group called Americans for Responsible Solutions. We've reached out to the National Rifle Association for comment, but so far no response.
Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson. Dozens of fires are burning in southeastern Australia.
There was a hope that something would abate this weather condition as it moves across New South Wales. The fact is that it is not.
Michael Gallagher with New South Wales Emergency Services. Fox News. We report. You decide.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free? Working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers, and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair.
They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The home of good health in Redding for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Redding community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Redding.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. 8:35 in the morning, 530-605-4567 is our phone number. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Man's Last Stronghold. Just in there the other day. And I'll say it again. Tim got his wife, one of the barbers, DJ's, or DC's son, got his wife an alligator head for Christmas and a set of throwing knives. Frankly, Tim, you're a much braver man than I am. And she loved them because, you know what, they're just a cute couple. That's right off Athens Avenue, Cypress Square Barbershop. Our guest, Dr. Piyush Dhanuka, we're talking America. And not medicine, which is what we've talked about before. We're talking America because without America, it makes no difference.
Absolutely not.
And we're talking about, as California goes, you know, and the impact California has and where we are there.
Yes. So last thing we mentioned was, okay, what's an American value, if you say America? So American value is self-reliance, freedom, individualism, not collectivism. It's that no man rules over me. That's a
fiercely independent.
Fiercely independent.
That's the way we should be. Fiercely independent.
Fiercely independent. And protect. Nobody gives you your freedom. My freedom is natural. It's not given by a man, and what a man cannot give me, he cannot take it away. That's American value.
Yeah.
Where does this come from? It comes from the Enlightenment era of Europe. From Luther, from Calvin, from Voltaire. And it flourished. Not in Europe. Ultimately, it flourished in America, in Jefferson's thoughts, in Declaration of Independence, that I am not ruled by any other man. And that's what was enshrined in our Constitution. So that brings me to the second point, that, okay, are we willing to be one nation, as we discussed earlier, or multiple nation? And then are we willing to be free or a slave under one government? So freedom is not something which is guaranteed. It's natural, but not guaranteed. People can take it away if you're not protecting itself.
And they can take it away by little bites. Not a huge,
exactly.
Like in Nazi Germany.
Right. Like in Nazi Germany, they did that, but of course, Americans are too fiercely independent to let that happen because we're going to fight for it. We're not just going to take it lightly. But other method which people have figured out to enslave us is by subsidizing us. And that's what brings me to the second point, the subsidize under one government. Simple principle is that if you take someone's money for free, that person is going to own you. Unless you're willing to provide a service or some benefit in exchange for that money. So if we are willing to take government's money in some or other form, for nothing in exchange, government is going to own you. And I know Mitt Romney was criticized for saying 47% versus 53%. I would blame all of us 100% for that. In some or other fashion, we have got used to the idea that the government should provide us some service. It's government's job to provide us a job. it is government's responsibility to provide us health care. It's government's responsibility to provide us with the food if we don't have, like food stamps. I have a big problem with that. I have a big problem with the redistribution of wealth. Redistribution of wealth was attempted in Russia, and see what happened there. It was attempted in China, see what happened there. What we need is a president who is willing to redistribute the power, not the redistribution of wealth. Because invariably, when the government promises to redistribute the wealth, first it has to take the wealth away, it has to control all the wealth, it has to control all the power. So in the attempt of redistribution of wealth, power is centralized. It's taken away from the people. So what we need is a redistribution of power, not of wealth, our freedom. But we cannot do that until we are subsidized. Unfortunately, in California, we have an epitome of that. And the way California goes, so does America. Is it going to change?
I believe once people have been getting a, whatever you call it, an entitlement, a subsidy, whatever it's called, once it's there, it's very difficult to take it away.
Because we get used to it.
They get used to it, and the fact is that there's a difference between somebody who, like, it's worked for the government for 20 or 30 years. That's a retirement.
That's a contract.
That's a contract. That's not a subsidy.
For your service.
That's right. That's not a subsidy. That's not a giveaway. That's not an entitlement. You have worked for X number of years. This is your contract with the government, just like it would be a company. People that provide nothing in return.
Right. If it's a free lunch.
Subsidy.
If it's a free lunch. There's nothing like free lunch.
There is no, well,
that's what I'm
it's,
talking
there
about.
Is no such thing. Yes. And yet you hear it all the time. I heard somebody say the other day, oh yeah, I just went down there. It's free health care for my baby. And it's not free. I pay for it. You pay for it. Just Bob pays for it. You don't pay for it, so it's free.
Actually, I would say even the person who's getting it pays for it in terms of their freedom, in terms of the opportunity which they could have had if the government didn't control that money, was left with the people, and this person may have had an opportunity to start his own business.
Okay.
In some other way.
I can agree with that. That's what you're giving up.
So they don't realize it.
Right. I give up a dollar. You give up a dollar. They give up their freedom.
They give up their freedom.
Because now the government can tell them,
exactly.
You've got to do this too, by the way. And you've got to do this, and you have to do this.
You can only see this doctor. You can only do this. You don't have a free choice. And free choice is something worth living for.
I want to take a break on that one. That's a good one. We'll be right back. Dr. Paish Dhanuka is our guest. Living free in America. Are we losing that opportunity? We'll be right back.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Try us for Tapa Hour, tasty cocktails and tapa specials every day, including late night on Friday and Saturdays. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
When I think holiday season, I think big. big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR1460, Free Fire Radio. Hey, today is election day. You're going to need to go out and, stealth election. It's a runoff election between Jim Nielsen and
Mickey Harrington.
Mickey Harrington, who is a Democrat, and Jim Nielsen. You may not have your same polling place. You may need to find it, but go out and vote today. You need to vote today. We've already spent all that money for it, so we might as well go out and use it. Our guest today is Dr. Paige Dinuka. We're not talking medicine. We're talking freedom. And we're talking freedom of, for the people of America that were slowly giving this away via a variety of means, subsidies, dividing our country into enclaves instead of being America. Now we're just little slices of America, and we've become so partisan that now it's just a power thing.
Absolutely. Freedom is something beautiful. Once you taste it, you don't want to give it up. And
you've been in places where you didn't have this absolute freedom.
Yeah, I mean, I never had
this. Even though
it's
a democracy.
I never had the sense of freedom before I came to America, actually. I came to America for a better life, just like many people do, for myself and my family. But what I realized was, it was more than that. It was not just money. It was more than that. It was freedom, actually. It was a freedom to do what I want. It's a freedom to be what I want. It's freedom for my children to be what they want. Like, I'll give a small example.
But you came from a country that had democracy.
I had democracy, but not the freedom.
And there's a difference there, and people don't understand
There's a big difference. There's a big difference. Democracy is just majority voting to win.
Uh-huh.
Freedom is a single person, an individual, is free, and nobody can take his basic rights away, even if 99.9999% want to take that away. Except in a circumstance that this person has taken other people's life or rights away. That's a freedom. So 99.99% cannot take away my right, cannot take away what I love from me, whether it's my property, whether it's my family. That's freedom.
That's a guarantee you have here. And this is what people don't seem to understand.
If I may say that, we don't have the guarantee. We have the natural right, but we have to protect it.
Absolutely.
So,
because otherwise it will disappear.
It will disappear. And it will not disappear suddenly. There's a great line in a movie which I said there. This is how democracy dies, in a movie Star Wars, when the Emperor takes over. And he says, I am going to protect you. And to do that, I'm taking away the constitutional rights of the democracy, and I'm going to declare myself emperor. And everybody claps. So this is how democracy dies, with a clap. So we are all clapping right now for a government takeover. We're all happy the government is there to protect us. So, but why is this happening? you know, you can blame 51% people for voting for that, but the reality is 100% of us are responsible for that. And what's happening is, it's a fear we have. We have fear of unknown. What is going to happen tomorrow? Fiscal cliff. Oh, something bad is going to happen on 2013, January 1st. Before that was healthcare law passed. Unless it is passed, something bad is going to happen. Now it's going to be debt ceiling. Something bad is going to happen if it doesn't happen. That's a fear which is generated by politicians to scare us. We give in to that, fall in that trap, and start believing they're here to protect us. But the truth is farthest away from that.
The reason we're into this mess is because of the politicians who are doing this to control us via fear.
Absolutely. However, we have to look inside ourselves that why are we giving into that? Why are we giving into that fear? Why? The reason is we have become so used to the idea gradually, and as we were talking about earlier, that freedom is chipped away slowly, like Nazi Germany. It didn't take away on one certain night everybody's freedom. They chipped away on it slowly, 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 slowly. But people say, this is a conspiracy theory. This is not going to happen in America. No, it can happen anywhere and everywhere, unless we are protecting that. And this process is slow at the start, but gradually it picks up the pace and suddenly becomes so bad before you realize you have completely given up away your freedom.
And before you know it, you have a supermajority.
Yes.
In your politics in this state, where the Democrats can literally pass any bill they want. Mm-hmm. The governor can't stop them. Nobody can stop them. The only way you're going to stop them is in 2 years. If it's so horrendous, then you have another election. But we're at that point right now in California where anything can happen based on some legislators.
See, what you realize is democracy is basically a mobocracy unless it is controlled by a written constitution. And historically, Republican belief in constitution and its principle has protected the minorities more than the Democrats. Unfortunately, tables have been turned and Republicans have been painted as racists. The truth is farthest away from it. Lincoln was a Republican. Civil rights movement in 60s, Civil Rights Act was passed by mostly Republican majority in Senate and Congress. What Democrats have done is they have realized that with changing demographics, they can cobble up a coalition, constituency of people if they scare them enough, and they are majority in number. So now they have turned the side, claiming themselves as the protector of minorities, of non-whites. But that's a complete lie. They really don't give any thought to that except to win the votes. Because what protects us is actually the Constitution, which guarantees us equal treatment under law. What protects us is the freedom of everybody under Declaration of Independence, that all men are free and equal.
We got to take a break here. When I come back, I want to ask you, do you think that you're being treated free or being treated equal when we come back?
Sure. Oh,
okay. And because I'm starting to question that myself about myself. Am I being treated equal in my country? We'll be right back. Carl on the Bot. KCNR 1460, our guest, Dr. Pius Danuka.
Signs. That's right. Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs. We do them. Vehicle wraps. We do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
I'm sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals,
If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them in other sign shops can't. We even offer financing on many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Megaliner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Well, I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. And Linda's in the first week of her 2-week sabbatical and getting everything fixed around the house and being able to get all that work done. Tomorrow we're going to be talking, how do you get into the Veterans Clinic system, the Veterans Administration system. You know, a lot of people have got some questions about that. We're going to be discussing that with the Veterans Clinic. We've got a lot of other things we're going to be discussing also on Wednesday. A week from tomorrow on the 17th at down at Tobacco and Brew, they're having a cigar event from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. where they're going to have kind of a smoke in there. You can go down and check out the different types of cigars they have. And that's going to, like I said, at Tobacco and Brew, January the 17th, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. We'll talk more about that. And again, Friday, Linda is going to be singing at Ensemble Vineyards along with Pat Karch and Rick Hill. It's going to be a great night. Give them a call at 474-5546. Our guest is Dr. Piyush Dhanuka. And, you can't talk medicine if you don't have freedom. And when I left, it was, are people being treated, do you feel like you're being treated equally? And that was more of a rhetorical question, because what you've pointed out is we have demonized a 1 or 2% of the people, right? And yet the 98% are also being taxed at the same time, and probably it's going to hit them harder than it will that 1 or 2% of bad people. When I say bad,
that's true. I mean, those 1 or 2% people can probably afford more taxes. That's the truth. I mean, they can afford probably much more than somebody earning $40,000 or $20,000 or $80,000 or $100,000. But the reality is the recent tax raise has been on everyone.
That's right.
Isn't that the beauty of it? What I really love is that Bush was maligned. His tax cuts were cursed by Democrats for 10 years. And then they made a U-turn to make all of them permanent. That was a funny U-turn, except they had just one condition, that they should be allowed to play the divisive politics by blaming somebody. Somebody they should be able to call fat cat and a villain and hose them. And majority of the people went along with it. Unfortunately, what we don't realize is the freedom cannot be sectarian. Freedom cannot be divisive. If we want the freedom for ourselves, we must respect the rights of freedom of each and every person on this earth. Whether that person looks like us or not, whether that person lives in a small home or big home or on the street, whether that person earns $1 billion or whether person earns $1. So, the problem is not who should be taxed. The problem is, why should only some people be taxed more than the others? Why should there should be first among equals? Why should there be few people who have to be blamed for all the ills of the society? That's what Nazi Germany did, that they blamed few people for the ills of the society.
And if they could eliminate these people from society, then everything was going to be great.
Everything was going to be great.
Of course, but and we all know how that worked.
Yes.
And I think you're absolutely right, Doctor, is that we have demonized parts of our society where there is no demons there. They're just people that have worked hard and been a success.
If I may just add one thing in this quickly.
Yeah, we got like 40 seconds.
Yes, that what we have to look inside is we have to be careful also. I would say that a person who may be an illegal worker even, but if he is working hard and doing something for his family without taking anything money from the society, he is more American than someone who wants everything to be given to him free.
That's an interesting concept. And we need to talk about that the next time you're on.
Okay.
That's an interesting concept. He lives the American way, even though he's here illegally. Okay. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Thanks a lot for being on today, Doctor.
Thank you very much, Carl.
Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well. Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Another painful day of testimony in Centennial, Colorado, where prosecutors are laying out evidence against accused movie massacre gunman James Holmes. Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal has more live.
Police, after graphic testimony from officers who helped victims and encountered what they described as an out-of-it suspect, prosecutors had two forensic pathologists testify. They discussed autopsies performed on the 12 killed. An attorney for James Holmes asked one of them if he's aware that just because the deaths were ruled homicides, that doesn't have any bearing on whether or not Holmes was insane. Also, it turns out Holmes purchased his movie ticket 2 weeks earlier and arrived at the theater in pants and a shirt, not the ballistic gear in which he was arrested, Lisa.
Jessica, bells will toll shortly in Arizona, marking 2 years since the deadly shooting rampage that left Gabrielle Giffords wounded. The former congresswoman and her husband today launching a campaign against gun violence with a political action committee to, quote, balance the influence of the gun lobby. No comment.